When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and matching technology that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 75% of employers claim Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other online job sites, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences daily. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Join today by heading to Indeed.com/podcasts9 and get a £100 sponsored job credit. That's Indeed.com/podcasts9. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I heard Ed Mylett once say, "You're one decision away from a totally different life." And I agree with him, but I want to ask you this. What is that one decision? And the answer is to take complete and total responsibility for everything in your life. And I mean everything. The way that I explain it to people is if my wife were hit and killed by a meteorite, I would take responsibility for that. I would say that that is my fault, not to blame me or to put shame on me, but to remind myself that I'm in control, that there was always something I could have done. Now, I know that that's true, as crazy as that sounds, but I know right now there are a group of people tracking what are called near-Earth objects, making sure that if something like a meteorite is on a collision course with Earth, that they can do something to stop it. Now, even though I know they exist, I've never done anything to help them. I've never given them money or ideas or encouraging words. And I think that's the right answer. I think the likelihood of my wife being killed by a meteorite are virtually zero. But if it happened, I wouldn't waste time saying there was nothing I could have done about it. I know I've made a choice. And at the end of the day, that's the most powerful realization that you can have, that even inaction is a choice. You're deciding every minute what you're going to do with your time, your energies, your intelligence, your focus, all of it. You're deciding how to use it. And your life right now is an exact reflection of the choices you've made, for better or worse. If you love your life, congratulations, you're making the right decisions. And if you hate your life, that's on nobody but you. And that's the best news I can give you. That's the most comforting thing I could say. Why? Because you can do something about it. If it were somebody else's fault, if life were happening to you, if you weren't in control, then there's nothing that you could do to get out of your situation. But the reality is you are in control. Every moment is an opportunity to do something different. And when you make different choices, when you take different actions, when you do different things, you get a different result. There's a reason that Einstein said the very definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. So if you want something new for your life, it is very attainable. You can have something new. You can have all of the things that you want, but you're going to have to work your ass off. You're going to have to make the right decisions. And that's a hard thing to face. It's hard to accept that simply wanting it or being a good person or trying isn't enough. But it's not. You've got to work until you find the right answer. You've got to be willing to fail and fumble around until you find the path that actually works. But once you hold yourself to the standard of efficacy, that it actually got you the desired result, then your fumbling is going to be all for nothing because it's not directed at anything. You'll never know if you're hitting the mark if you don't have anything to aim at. But once you have that clarity and you know exactly what you're going for and you accept responsibility for whether or not you're getting there, then everything changes. Because you have the power So right now, take your life back right now. No matter what is going on, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what crazy things have befallen you that seem like fate, take ownership. Don't beat yourself up. Don't waste time feeling badly about it. Just recognize you are far more powerful and capable than you know. And once you take that, once you take the reins of your life, you can make the changes and the decisions that you need to get wherever you want to go. And that truly is the most powerful realization, the most important decision any of us can ever make.
See, effort is what separates the boys from the men. What you do every day will dictate your future. What you want out of your life is what you gotta put in. Yeah, failure happens, mistakes as well. But without them, how could you grow? How can you become that successful entrepreneur without learning the lessons of failure? How much effort would you put in today to guarantee the future for your family? To guarantee the empire that you dreamed of as a kid?
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most of you claim you've been working hard because you got tired. Oh, I did work hard, but success still didn't come. No, you worked until you got tired. Tired doesn't equal hard work. It's how hard you work after you get tired, when you get tired. That is when the real work starts. How hard do you push when you get tired? How many reps have you got left in you when your body says no? How many hours have you got left in you when the mind says no? How many times can you get back up after life has beaten you down, time and time again? If you want better than average, you have to work harder than the average. If you want greatness, your effort must be greater than great. It's not all about physical effort. It's about the effort you apply to learning, the effort you apply to growing, the effort you apply to finding solutions. It's as much about working smart as it is hard. The effort you put in to become a better person, a more understanding person. The effort you put in to helping others. How many other lives do you impact around you from the effort you give to others? Your quality of life depends on your effort. It doesn't matter what success means to you. Whatever it is, it will require your effort. If you want to be a good friend, a good parent, effort is required. If you want financial success or physical strength, effort is required. And your level of effort will equal your level of results. There are no mistakes. Give your all every day, every minute of every day. Your best effort in each present moment will lead to your best future moments. There are no mistakes. All your effort, all you got.
must stop living a small life to make others happy. The reality is all of us are surrounded by people that we love, that want good things for us. And yet, when we begin to strive, when we begin to change and transform and become that person that we were always meant to be, suddenly, the people in our lives that love us the most are often the ones that come at us accusing us of having changed and making us feel guilty for trying to become something new. But at the end of the day, that's about them. That's their insecurity that's being triggered and has nothing to do with you. The life that you craft for yourself, the life that you want to live, is something that should fill you with excitement and shouldn't have anything to do with what other people think. And that's why, even though we're a social animal that longs for the acceptance of other people, you cannot, for the sake of your own happiness, you cannot allow small-minded people to make you small. You've got to be willing to reach for something. You've got to be willing to strive, to change, to gain mastery, to get great, to strive, to truly be the best at what you love. And when you do that, if some people get left behind, remember, it's not you letting them go. It's them refusing to keep up. And it's heartbreaking to watch that when it's someone that you love, when it's someone that you care about, to see them in pain and to see them accuse you of something when you know in your heart that you want great things for them. And it doesn't mean that they don't love you. That's the weirdest thing about this. It doesn't mean they don't care. It simply means they can't get past the way it makes them feel because they haven't accepted responsibility for their life. And watching you pull away from them to them is an indictment of who they are. It means that what they are isn't good enough. And even though you're not saying that, their insecurities will make them believe that to the end. And so you cannot let their fixed mindset, their vision of the trap that they're in, become the prison of your mind. You've got to understand that this life is about acquiring skills and really pushing yourself to see how much you can do, because you really can do whatever you set your mind to. But first, you have to set your mind to being free of what others think of you.
There's no such thing as not having enough time. There's only what you make as a priority. You make the time for what you must have. You make the time for the people you want to be around. You make the time for your musts. If you need to sacrifice for something you must have in your life, you will make that sacrifice. If it's not a priority, you won't work for it, and you will never have it. There's no such thing as not having enough money. The world is full of money. If you want it bad enough, you will find a way to get it. If you want money to start your business, you will find an investor. You will find a loan. You will find many loans. And you will work two jobs, three jobs. You will do whatever it takes to get what you need. There's only what you make as a priority.
Listen to these words and listen closely. Whatever you must, you will. Whatever you must do, you will do. There's no doubting that statement. Your life right now represents all the things you've made a priority. If you're like most, you've probably only made survival a priority. Getting by, paying the bills, doing the minimum. I choose not to live that way. I choose to do more. I choose to be more.
such thing as a lack of education. Self-education has made more millionaires than school ever will. There's only what you make as a priority. There's no such thing as talent. Hard work would always be talent. But do you want it bad enough? Or are you too lazy to work for it? So you fall back on excuses like talent. There's no such thing as lack of opportunity. Opportunity is everywhere. If you believe you will reach your definition of success, opportunity will show up everywhere, everywhere you look.
I choose to make a priority in my life. Big dreams and things I must have. I must have great health. I must have abundance. I must set an example to my family, an example to anyone who crosses my path, an example of I can, an example of when I say something, I do it, an example of nothing is impossible. Nothing is off limits.
There's no truth to statements like you can't get in the best shape of your life. There's only what you make as a priority in your life. If health and energy are your priority, you will find a way to get the right diet, the right program, and you will push yourself until you get to that level you must get to. There's no such thing as you don't have time. You make time for the things that are your priority to you. The people, the things you believe you must do. Whatever you make a priority, you can make a success. Choose to make your life a priority, your success a priority, your health a priority, your happiness a priority. Choose to make greatness your priority.
Wake up every morning. What drives you?
If you want to live a life of success, a life of complete success, happiness, and fulfillment, you must find your purpose. You see, if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what drives you, what inspires you, then you have no reason to improve your life. How can you improve your life if you have no reason to improve it? Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? What's the reason? Why do you exist? Do you know what it takes to be great? Are you willing to go the extra mile? I tell you time and time again, you will get tired. But if you have a why, we'll give you that extra strength, that extra foot you need, that extra hour you need, the courage. Why are you different from everyone else who's trying to do the same thing you're doing? What makes you stand out? Why are you so important?
Find your why. Your why will pull you up when you feel like you don't have the strength to get up anymore. Your why will keep you fighting when everyone else thinks you are out for the count. Why? Who are you fighting for? What drives you?
Is your purpose your family? Is it to prove the doubt is wrong? Is it to prove yourself right? What is your purpose? Write down your purpose. Carry it with you everywhere. Feel it deep and promise yourself every day you will live your purpose with zero excuses.
Somebody's waiting for you to mess up. Somebody's waiting for you to give up. Someone is waiting for you to fall. So when you're challenged by life, what are you gonna do? When you feel like you're at your lowest point in life, will you throw in the towel? Or will you make the moves to be successful? Don't look back.
Just remember where you came from and let that drive push you to go forward. It's not always going to be an easy road. And when you reach success, you won't take it for granted. You'll cherish those moments you had to go through, those moments you were without. And when you fall down, get back up. Dust yourself off. You need to find something that drives you. Something that no matter what happens, this part of you does not change. This drive in you does not change. This purpose never dies. No matter how many times life knocks you down, your purpose pulls you up every time. This is the reason I will fight for my dreams. This is the reason I will not take no for an answer. When it hurts, keep going. Those cloudy days, those storms, telling you to keep going. Those times in your life when you can't see how you're gonna make it. Some things you can't change. You just have to live with. But if you do have a choice, make the right choice. Your purpose is that one thing that lights you up. It's the one thing that will get you up early. That one thing. When you're doing it, time stops. Your purpose may be something you don't want. It may be seeing someone in your past and thinking, no matter what, I will ensure I never end up like that. Your purpose is always something that lights a fire in you. I will do this no matter what. My family is counting on me. My friends are counting on me. I am counting on me.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.